Six.
Six Music. From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Birdie's tweet, some garden furniture scrapes.
Yum. Tasty bolognese.
Alex Dave bolognese. Tries to feed Charlie bolognese. Is that nice, Charlie?
Is it nice?
Tasty.
He's too busy eating. We'll get some Charlie action in a bit. But this, I'm on holiday. I've brought you on holiday. I'm in Mallorca. And that tune that you heard there was Mancini. It was Lujon. I played it last week. You recognise it from the scene in Sexy Beast where they're having a barbecue in the sunshine. That's very much the atmosphere here. It's absolutely sweltering. And I don't want to talk about it too much. I don't want to make any of you jealous in case you're not going on holiday for any reason. But I thought I'd bring you with me. I thought I'd bring you with me. And we've rented a villa in Mallorca. Let me play you the true sound of a holiday. This is the true sound of relaxation. That was Peter Alexander Jobson relaxing on his holiday there on a sovereign side. I'm here with a load of my mates. Say hello, mates.
Hello.
We've come on holiday for a week. And the theme of the show... Oh, there's Charlie. Not enjoying his dinner.
At all.
One little bit. Oh, it's delicious, mate.
Yum, 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 yum.
I'm going to go and find somewhere quiet, though, to do the programme. We'll come down and say hello to this lot again in a bit. And... in the meantime, you can listen to Eddie Floyd's Big Bird. This is a song... Yes, Charlie, Big Bird by Eddie Floyd. This is a song for Guy recommendation that's so old, it's before I started logging people's names in my library. So whoever you are that introduced me to this tune, thank you so much. Charlie's going for his mama. I'm going to grab a drink. I'll speak to you in a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Floyd. Was Eddie Floyd and Big Bird, and in all the excitement off the blocks like a champion there, in all the excitement I forgot to introduce myself. I am Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour from Mallorca. No particular theme to this week's show. I'm just sort of stuff I've been listening to that my friends have brought with on our holiday, stuff I've not heard before. A good example being this next tune from Stevie Wonder. It's called I Don't Know Why I Love You. My friend Alison Taylor introduced me to this tune. It's been on soundtrack recently. I think it might be the Silver Lining Playbook. I might be wrong about that. I might have got two songs confused. But we'll listen to it every day because it's an absolute tune. You think you know all of Stevie Wonder's, and then he hits you with one from the broadside. Once again, I Don't Know Why I Love You.
Kick me when I'm down, that's your rule. I don't know why I love you, but I love you. Ooh. Oh, you never stop your cheating ways with another guy. You laugh in my face.
Well, the aforementioned Alison Taylor has very kindly brought me a cup of tea. I just played your Stevie Wonder song.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Are you having a nice holiday, love?
I am. Very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, the weather's all right, isn't it?
It is. It's beautiful.
It's nice and mild, as Pete Jobson said.
You know what he said? It's absolutely sweltering. Where did you hear that Stevie Wonder tune? It was on a film, was it?
It was on, it was actually Ronnie Wood's show on Sky Arts. He was talking about it on there.
There you go.
With Mark Ronson.
There you go. I've completely got that wrong.
But I'm sure it is in a film as well.
I thought you got it from the soundtrack to Silver Lining Playbook, or did you just tell me that that's a good soundtrack?
That's just a good soundtrack, which has got some other songs on it that we were listening to.
There you go.
But not that one.
Why do you think I mixed those two things up in my head? What else was going on that might have caused that to happen?
Maybe a few too many shandies.
I don't know what you mean by that. That was Alison Taylor. Thank you so much, love.
That's okay. Enjoy your tea.
Thanks, love. Thank you very much. So now we're going to listen... this is really interesting, right? They're called Kotki Dva, I've been told it's pronounced. And hang on, I have got my emails with me. Let me just have a little look through. Here we go. So this email reads, "Hi Guy, here's a recommendation for you. They're a band you have hopefully heard of, and this is my favourite song for their most recent album, Staycations. The Wolf by Kotki Dva is the tune that's been recommended. I love the way it builds and climbs in glorious reverie, and it's full of the atmosphere of the National Trust buildings in which it was recorded. Let it wash over you on this clear and bright Sunday night." And that's from Kat in Edinburgh. Right, well, I was intrigued by that. They made the record in National Trust buildings. And I went and looked, and if you Google Guardian and Kotki Dva, which is spelt Kotkidwa, and it means, I'm assured, kittens too in Polish. I think it's a Polish nursery rhyme. The song is brilliant. The production's excellent. And this is the way around I discovered it, right? So I got the tune recommended from Kat. So I listened to the tune, loved it, read her email, and went to the Guardian website and looked up this band. And they did something really intriguing in order to fund their record. It's worth going and having a look. They went round all different National Trust houses and buildings all over the country and recorded their album in these very specific locations. It makes it sound fantastic. It's worth looking at the film after the show, obviously. But for now, here are the results, the fruits of their labour. I'm very excited about this band. A Song for Guy recommendation from Kat Gallagher in Edinburgh. This is Kotki Dva and The Wolf.
Speak to me without disguise. Cowardly, I know you hide. Don't play me, show your eyes. See me. Nothing ever came this way. Nothing did you
I've got a song for Guy recommendation here from Stephanie Heaney, who says, "Hello, Guy. I listen to your show every week on my computer, all the way over in Vancouver, BC, Canada. Would you play Mary, not Mary, Mary Clayton's version of Gimme Shelter? Dare I suggest that her version is better than the Stones? She sang backing vocals on the original and a year later recorded it herself. She was born on Christmas Day, hence her name. Much more original yet festive than Holly or Noel, don't you think? Thanks for your show. Makes my Sunday afternoon nice and lazy each week," from Stephanie. Well, cheers, Stephanie, for that little bit of information. Is it better than the Stones, isn't it? Let's have a debate. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or just go to my page on the Six Music website. And while you're there, why not make a recommendation yourself and broaden our knowledge of this beautiful thing we call music? Here is Mary Clayton's version of Give Me Shelter. Mary Clayton and Gimme Shelter. She sang the original backing vocals for the Stones, and that was her version that she recorded afterwards. Thanks to Stephanie Heaney for her Song for Guy recommendation.
Space. belongs to Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConey.
We were doing a bit of research on Ned Sausage Roll.
Well, he says he's what, head of aeronautics?
Richard Branson's space trips company, yeah, thing. So if you fancy booking with him, it's...
How much is it?
A million for six of you?
That doesn't seem very expensive. I'm working this out a bit like you do with people in a taxi. So I'm going into space next week. Well, if we get six of us, it works out as cheap as getting the train, doesn't
it? What about if you split the bill with your calculator, sir? Yeah. I didn't have a start.
Tell you what, Mark, we'll get it, because you're going to Pluto, aren't you? So you can drop me and Lizzie off, we'll give you a tenner.
Radcliffe and McConey, space taxi.
I think I'll stick with NASA.
Radcliffe and McConey, weekday afternoons from 1 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Here's Colexico. This is a wonderful tune, The Crooked Rose and the Briar. One of Colexico got in touch recently, and it might be on the cards that I do some work with them at some point, which makes me very, very excited indeed. Anyway, watch the skies for that one. Here they are now with The Crooked Rose and the Briar. Take it away.
So hang Now then. Remember Enigma, the music project featuring Gregorian chant and a sexy female voice over dance beats? As unlikely as it sounded on paper, it was hugely successful in the early 90s, appealing as it did to everyone from New Age alfalfa eaters to high-powered young bankers looking for sophisticated chill-out tunes. Well, this strange trend in music spawned many more projects involving early vocal music, some cringeworthy involving monks and pop beats, and some truly lovely, like the 1994 collaboration between Jan Garbarek and the Hilliard Ensemble. Garbarek, a Norwegian jazz and classical saxophonist, recorded with the ensemble in an Austrian monastery using an unsophisticated yet powerfully effective method, allowing the reverberation from the ancient walls to reflect and repeat their glorious vocals while his saxophone swooped and circled through their echoing tones. What they created is a thing of delicate beauty, wave upon wave of gentle sound, as instrument and voice describe intricate musical patterns in the air. It's simple yet arresting, a sound both modern and as old as the stone that surrounds them. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Yes.
Beautiful. That was Jan Garbarek, recommended by the Beckerpedia. Wonderful stuff, isn't she marvellous? Liz Hancock's been in touch with another Song for Guy recommendation. One sec, let me find the email. Here it is. She says, "Hi Guy, thank you for playing musicians that speak to my soul on tonight's show." This email was sent on the 26th of May. She says, "I'm Bury born." Bury, by the way, if you don't know, is the town where I grew up. Lived in Ramy for my first year before my parents. I found out about half an hour ago, by the way, that Will Young has made his home in Ramsbottom, just outside of Bury. I lived in Ramy for the first year before my parents left the rainy city for New Zealand. Well, as much as I love my hometown, that is a good move, I can't help telling you. I love New Zealand. Recently spent 15 years living back in the UK, but returned to NZ a couple of years ago. Very, very grateful to have been able to bring Six Music back with me when I returned. I don't know if it's the autumn weather over here today or your wonderful track selections. Oh, flattery will get you everywhere. But I'm in a melancholy mood this morning. Any chance you know a Kiwi band called The Chills? They broke it in the US for a while, but never in the UK for some reason. Their song Pink Frost is magically melancholy. P.S. Oh, and that's a bit about Elbow. I don't tend to read out comments about my band, because that would be just one step beyond, wouldn't it? To read out all your very positive things that you write to me. Not all of it positive, actually, but majority of it. Thank you, Liz Hancock, over there in NZ. Thank you for supporting the band, of course. But thanks for recommending this tune by The Chills. I have a feeling that we played with The Chills at some point, maybe in Australia some years ago. But thanks for reminding me about the band. I'd never heard this tune before. It's a belting recommendation from Liz Hancock. It's Pink Frost by The Chills. Enjoy.
Scared.
there's insects everywhere. I'm covered in bites. And you can't get a decent cup of tea. Would you prefer that? To the truth? I'm in Mallorca, and when in Mallorca, I like to play this kind of music. This is The Art of Noise, from a good collection of their stuff, if you want somewhere to start. A collection called The Ambient Collection. This is called Island, and it's beautiful. Art of Noise and Ireland. Beautiful, isn't it? Once again, if you want somewhere to start with them, there's a best of called the Ambient Collection, which is a great listen. My friend DNCN, or Duncan, is in a band called Silver Club. He's the singer and the principal writer, and he's quite a gifted producer as well as Duncan. This song's called Thin Air, and if it sounds vaguely familiar to you, DNCN, amongst many other things, he did some Elbow remixes in the early days. But this is a great tune called Thin Air. From Mallorca to Manchester, here's Silver Club with Thin Air.
I think the level's okay. Here we go. It's a day in the life.
This is Gideon Coe.
I wake up at 7 o'clock sharp, and 2 hours later, I get out of bed. Then I eat porridge, and then I'll be listening to lots of records, as many as I possibly can. Then I might watch an episode of MASH.
Yes, sir.
This is followed by more listening to records. Then I say cheerio to the family. I take the evening train to Six Music. I sort through the records I've listened to and the concert and session tracks that we're going to play, and then I play them for 3 hours, with the listeners providing the good bits in between the records. Then I go home. Shipping forecast.
Westerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first.
Bed.
Gideon Co. Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Charlie Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
It's about, I think, about 5 o'clock or something in the afternoon here. What time is it, Ali?
7.
Oh, it's 7. There you go. My body clock has stopped. Now, my mate Sarge loves the Walkman, and he's actually in a swimming pool clutching an inflatable crocodile as we speak. But he really doesn't want to be on the radio. I'm going to play On the Water by the Walkman for Sarge. But you don't want to be on the radio, do you?
No.
Too late. See what I did there? Duped him. Here's the Walkman for Sarge in the water. This is On the Water. On the water for my mate Sarge, who's in the water with my mate Kelsey. So as well as the Walkman, he also loves this next band. We were talking about them last night, and I thought it's a while since I've had any Shaq on the program. So this is Cornish Town from Shaq, and when I said to him, which Shaq song do you think I should play, Sarge, there was a long pause. And did you hear someone going in the pool then?
Sorry.
Atmospheric, that, wasn't it? I think Claire Kelsey, my good friend Claire Kelsey, otherwise known as Ginger's Comfort Emporium. She's becoming an ice cream magnate. I used to live with Claire years ago. She's a really good old mate of mine. Anyway, yeah, so I said, which Shaq tune shall I play, Sarge? And there was a long pause, and I looked at him and he said, this might be easy for you, this is your job, this is very serious for me, I can't just choose like that. What if I choose the wrong one? But we got through it together, we held hands. And here is, from Shaq's HMS Fable, this is Cornish Town.
Because once you changed in Island Gale and in Tingle Lands as far as Connemara, and somehow you found that strange, is it not to understand? It's just a different land. It's like you say, close your with a song that says, come on. What was wrong with the choice you made? If I don't wanna set it down in a Cornish town, and what was wrong with love's love? Was too. It's like you say, close your eyes and come and cross my street, and I will take you there if you will come with me. But there's an accordance with a psalm that says, come on. It says, come on. It says, come on. That says, come on. La, la, la. What am I? What am I? What am I? What am I? It says, what am I? What am I? What am I?
Put Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
It's gonna rain champagne.
sky will swim in lightning fire, and the trees will shake and scream.
That was The Handsome Family and When the Helicopter Comes. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow, and I'm with you till midnight when the great Don Letts takes over. I'm on holiday in Mallorca, but decided I've had enough time off from my show this year and I thought I'd bring you with me. And I do enjoy playing music for you. The Postal Service is an American electronic musical group composed of vocalist Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie, producer Jimmy Tamborello, and Jenny Lewis of Rilo Kiley, who, as you know, if you're a regular listener, I'm a huge fan of, and also a friend of. She's a lovely girl, is Jenny. I'm going to be honest with you now. I love Death Cab's songs. I think it's really special stuff. But from time to time, his voice, I don't know. His accent reminds me of something a little too polished, a little too clean for my tastes. I'm not sure what it is. You either really take to somebody's voice or you have trouble with it, and I have trouble with his voice generally, Ben Gibbard, but that is not to disrespect his songwriting in any way, because he is marvellous. The song I'm going to play for you is called, one second, I've forgotten which one I've chosen. Oh, it's called Brand New Colony. It's from the Postal Service. If you don't know anything about them, they haven't toured since 2003. They only made one record, and it's called Give Up, and on its 10th anniversary they're touring again. This really is a special song, and his voice doesn't bother me at all on this one. His accent, he's singing it a bit softer or something like that. I know this is going to outrage many of you, and in some small way I'm trying to encourage you to email that outrage to me. Here are the Postal Service with Brand New Colony. We'll be right back. water babies. Some sheep running past the fence. Sounds like a wood pigeon. There's some land next to the villa with three dogs that guard it. And they tend to howl and bark late into the night. I'm thinking they can see animals that they can't get to. But it got a bit daft last night. They were barking for most of the night. And Emma Jane, my dear sweet Emma Jane, said, "Have you seen the patch of land that three dogs have to guard over there? There's nothing in it. It's not an allotment. It's a notment." I thought it was quite good. Anyway, as the sun is beginning to set here, I'm going to play this beautiful tune by the DaRitchie Column. And lovely men they are too. I've run into them many times over the years. This is called Sketch for the Summer, and it's an instrumental, and it is a thing of beauty. DaRitchie Column and Sketch for the Summertime. What a lovely song that is. What an amazing, underrated, talented bunch they are too. And I've met them men many, many times in Manchester, and they're very well respected by everybody in it. Lovely guys. Oh, so there's an aeroplane overhead here in Mallorca, either taking people home or maybe people arriving, I'm not sure. Yeah, the sun continues to set. I'm going to play this tune by Cat Stevens. It's called Into White, and taught me something about my long-time colleague and friend, Mr. Craig Potter. I've been in elbow with Craig now for 23 years, but when we first got together, I was 17, he was 15, and I had a copy of Teeth of the Tillerman on vinyl, and I owed him a fiver for a couple of weeks, and he said, "Have you got that fiver you owe me?" And I said, "No, I haven't, mate. I'm really sorry." And he'd already asked me for it a few days before. And he said, "Well, can I have that copy of Teeth of the Tillerman instead?" And I couldn't really say no. So he had my vinyl off me for a fiver. And it taught me something about Craig which is that he will make more money than me for the rest of my life, I'm sure. He doesn't make more money than me. He makes the same as me. That's why we've been together so long, I think. Democracy in action, people. Share and share alike. Anyway, here is Cat Stevens. I've probably bought it about 6 times in my life. And it's Into White. It's a beautiful song. Here we go.
Outside, a black spider dancing on top of his eye. Red-legged chicken stands ready to strike. And everything empty in. Built my house from barley rice, green pepper walls and water ice. And everything empty in into wine.
Stevens and Into White.
Punk was important for people of my age. I just thought, this is it, this is our moment, it was our generation's time.
Career defining albums.
I disrespected the culture that I grew up in. I thought Scottish music was a sort of hinterland of kilted buffoonery.
I wish I was a fisherman.
Interviews and live performances on BBC Radio 4's Master Tapes.
They can't hear it. These are called loudspeakers. What you've got is actually soft speakers.
Paul Weller, The Waterboys, Ray Davis and Wilco Johnson.
For the younger people here, a record is a bunch of downloads glued onto a piece of vinyl.
Part of the lineup on Master Tapes with me, John Wilson, on the BBC Radio 4 website.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
I put this tune on very late last night. The stars were out in force here in Mallorca. An incredible canopy to behold. And this wonderful tune by Fami, that was a Song for Guy recommendation from Jan, or Jan de Walden, He played this for me. Mother Benita, it's called. He recommended it, rather, and I played it. I've since heard their whole album. They got in touch with me through their plugger and said, could we have an opinion on the record ahead of its release? And it's just stunning. It's such a great record. Romantic and fantastic and deep. And I don't know, there's something really authentic about it. And Mitty, the lovely Mitty, who did many of the Peel sessions and Maida Vale sessions for the BBC for a long, long time, a very famous BBC engineer, produced the record, and he's done a fantastic job. Fami or Mitty, if any of you are listening, I love all this and I can't wait to see it live. This is Mother Benita. Mother Benita by Fami. Can't wait for their album. And that was a Song for Guy recommendation from Jan Del Walden. So if you do have any Song for Guy recommendations, any songs at all that you'd like to recommend that you think I may not have heard for any reason, do just send us an email naming the group and the song. We'll go and find it in the vast BBC library. And if I like it, we'll play it. This tune from Grant Lee Buffalo is one that my friend Alex King, who's on holiday with us here in Mallorca, a wonderful lady is Alex, she basically keeps Manchester running as a city. She played this the other night and I absolutely adore it. I've not heard it for years. You Just Have to Be Crazy by Grant Lee Buffalo.
You just have to be crazy, don't you? You just have to be out of your mind. You just have to be crazy, don't you? You just have to be true or not. True or not. You just have to be touched, don't you? You just have to be tapped on the head. You just have to be crazy, don't you? You just have to be true or not. True or not? True or not? You just have. You just have to be starry, baby. You just have to be charred. You just have to be starry, baby. You just have to be chocolate cake. True or not? True or not? True. You just
Grant Lee Buffalo, and You Just Have to Be Crazy. This next Song for Guy recommendation is from Carol Moncrief. She had a very interesting childhood. Gateshead by way of Berwick-upon-Tweed, and she was an army baby, so she says, all over the world. Well, Berlin, I was in hospital at 2 years old when my dad was on guard at Spandau Prison when Rudolf Hess was prisoner there. Osnabrück in Germany, 8 to 11, Belfast in the mid-70s, and Dumfries, Glasgow. My dad left the army before long service, understanding the fact that I wasn't made of the right metal to withstand army-based boarding school. Well, good for dad. She says, I'd love you to play The Nearness of You, performed by Fred Astaire. I'm a wee bit confused as I bought it in a sale, 10 tapes for a pound. It definitely distinctly said it was a Cole Porter songbook tape, and yet when I searched the song online just now, it's accredited to Hoagie Carmichael. Anyway, you have to find it and listen to it. It's brilliant, very unaccompanied and natural sounding. 20 years after buying it, I love it. I'm raking through my drawers to find it now. I got another email off Carol a few minutes later, and she got the title of the song wrong. It's not The Nearness of You that she meant. It's I Concentrate on You, which is very definitely Cole Porter. More than my pleasure, Carol, to play this tune. Here is Fred Astaire's version of Cole Porter's I Concentrate on You.
Whenever skies look grey to me and trouble begins to brew, whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, nay to me, and people declare you're through, whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on you. On your smile, so sweet, so tender. When at first my kiss you decline, on the light in your eyes when you surrender, and once again our arms intertwine, and so when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes true, to prove that even wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you. I concentrate and concentrate on you.
Wonderful. Fred Astaire and I Concentrate on You. That was for Carol Moncrief. She recommended it. Great tune. Another song for Guy Recommendation. The biggest batch of amazing recommendations this week. That's why there's so many. Jez Murray recommends this tune by Pete Molinari. It's called Absolutely Sweet Louise. And I have to say, it's a beauty.
Go, Louise, like a river runs wild over me, and listen to a word.
Wonderful Jolie Holland is up next with Fox in Its Hole. It's from an album called The Living and the Dead, and it's, I don't know, it's got that hypnotic thing that Laura Veirs has got and that Alila Diane has as well. I absolutely love it. Once again, one of my favourite artists of all time, Jolie Holland with Fox in Its Hole.
Thanks.
beautiful. Jolie Holland from The Living and the Dead. That was Fox in Its Hole. Here's a tune by a band called Quick Beam, who are from Glasgow, I believe. Their album's got the same name, that's Quick Beam, as in Beam of Light. And this tune's called Remember. Something very pretty and hypnotic about this. Here we go. Beam and Remember. Fantastic. If you missed the titles of any of the songs, go to my page on the Six Music website. They're all listed there from the very first programme that I made for the Beeb 6 years ago or whatever it was. Wow, has it been that long? Now, a few weeks ago, I forgot Sandy Denny's name for the duration of a song, and it was the most popular email subject that week. I had hundreds of emails saying, how could you forget Sandy Denny's name? So, to further placate those of you that were mortally offended by my momentary lapse of reason, here is another Fairport Convention tune. This one suggested by Paul Lennox. And if you recognise Paul's name, it's because he's recommended great tunes for the programme before. Here is another Sandy Denny tune, Fairport Convention with Meat on the Ledge. And it's nothing to do with sun drying meat products. What a terrible gag. I think my sense of humour has gone on already as well. Certainly not in New York, wherever it is.
We used to say there'd come the day we'd all be making songs, oh, finding better words. These ideas never lasted long. The way is up along the road, the air is growing thin. Too many friends who try, blown off this mountain. I'm all alone, but that's the only way to be. You have your chance again, then you can do the work for me.
C6 Steve, I left home at 13 and I've been travelling ever since.
Hello, I'm Sean Keaveney. 3 weeks ago, I went on holiday and I've been travelling ever since.
I slept rough as I was travelling my way across the USA from Mississippi to Tennessee to San Francisco.
Well, I've slept in reasonably priced accommodation in Windermere, Grasmere, Manchester and Sherwood Forest.
I played gigs in London, Berlin and Amsterdam.
I've been to Phoenix, the band, Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Man, I got some stories to tell. Maybe I should have my own breakfast show.
Let's park that, Steve. The job's harder than it looks. First of all, there's the cart wall, this computer that's touched.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
To remember to empty the spent cartridges in the tea machine as well.
You're right, I never could do your job.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
Okay. So, Ricky Lee Jones, this tune is a song for Guy recommendation, actually, but whoever it was didn't leave their name. So, let's assume that the listener we know name is, in fact, Clint Eastwood. So, Ricky Lee Jones, my one and only love, and this is for Clint Eastwood.
Of your miss, my heart sings like an April breeze on the wings of spring, and you come to me in all your splendor, my world. Shadows fall and spread their mystic charms.
Well, it's almost the end of the programme for another week. By the time this programme's broadcast, actually, we'll all be back at home. So we'll all be licking our wounds and listening to this programme and remembering what a wonderful time we had. A big part of a holiday for me is being by water. I'm a water sign, I'm a Pisces. I don't know if that means anything at all to anybody. But it brings out the child in me. It brings out the inner child in me, messing about in the water. Thanks very much to Michelle and Peter for putting the show together for me, and Helen as well, at Media City in Salford. Thanks, of course, to the Beckopedia. Thanks to my Villa mates. Thanks, Villa mates. There they go. Peter Jobson's baritone was missing from that because he's still snoring on the couch downstairs. I'm going to play the swimming song by Loudon Wainwright, but I'm going to play Eddie Reader's version of it. And here to provide a live splash cue for the song is Alison Taylor and Peter Sargent. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next week. Go! Come on, that's got to be a Sony Award there, hasn't it? Bravo!
What?
Bravo!
It worked.
Yeah, I'm going to come and join you.
This summer I went swimming, this summer I might have drowned, but I held my breath and kicked my feet, moved my arms around, I moved my arms around. This summer I swam in the ocean, and I swam in a swimming pool, saw my wounds, green my eyes, I'm a self-destructive fool, self-destructive fool. Stroke, the butterfly and the old Australian crawl, the old Australian crawl. This summer I swam in a public place in a reservoir to boot. At the latter I was a performer, at the former I wore my suit. I wore my swimming suit. Yeehaw. Oh, this summer I did swan dive for you all, and once when you weren't looking, I did a cannonball, I did a cannonball.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound, because it's round about midnight. And this, my good people, is your weekly dose of Culture Clash Radio. And for the next 2 hours, I'm up to my old tricks crossing time, space and genres. Coming up, cuts from the likes of Reva Star, Regulation Independence, Disclosure, Collie Buds, Small Black, Local Natives, Grimes and Johnny Taylor. Now, you know how I roll. There's not too much talk and even less technique. Just taste and tunes. Like this one from Broken Social Scene. All to all.